As a silent prayer.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们非常感谢你带领我们顺利的过完2013年。
Lord, we thank you so much for guiding us through 2013.
我们感谢你是给我们生命，也是给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
We thank you for blessing us with life, with satisfaction and with joy.
让我们存着欢喜盼望的心来进入2014年。
So that with a joyful and hopeful heart, we enter into 2014.
主啊，你就是我们的满足。
Lord, you are our satisfaction.
你就是我们的力量。
You are our strength.
你就是我们的盼望。
And you are our hope.
求主你与我们同在。
Lord, please abide with us.
让我们来享受你所要赐给我们的平安与喜乐。
So that we may enjoy the peace and joy that you will bestow us with.
求主带领祝福。我们今天晚上的布道会
Lord, please bless and guide tonight's service.
愿你的名得到荣耀
That your name may be glorified.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐
Please be seated.
我们先请尔湾的唱诗班的献诗
Invite the Irvine Choir to present hymns.
Welcome our
friends to attend our service this evening.
今天晚上跟大家一起来思考神有丰盛的慈爱。
Tonight I'd like to share the topic God is abundant in mercy.
今天是2014年的第三天。
Today is the third day of 2014.
我们很多人都是在计划我要怎么来过2014年，能够过得更丰富、更喜乐。
And many of us are planning how we can live out 2014 in the most abundant and joyful way.
今天晚上就给大家一个另外一个思考的方向。
And so tonight I'd like to present a different direction for us to consider.
如果我们在2014年的年底要回想起来充满着喜乐跟平安，我们需要来寻找神。
And so if we want to reflect back at the end of 2014,on the far joy and peace, then we need to seek God.
我晚上讲诗篇一百零三篇，跟大家一起来学习一些道理。
And so tonight I'd like to use Psalm 103 for our mutual sharing and encouragement.
为什么我们需要寻找神
？Why do we need to seek God？
有两个原因。
There are two reasons.
第一个原因。
The first.
因为人有限。
Because human beings are limited.
人不是神。
We are not God.
人是人，是有限。
Human beings are mortal and they're limited.
我们看诗篇一百零三篇。
Let's read in Psalm 103.
一百零三篇的十四节。
Psalm 103 verse 14.
因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。十五节。
15.
至于世人，他的年日如草一样，他发旺。如野地的花，十六节。
16.
经风一吹，草便归于无有，它的原处也不再认识它。
14. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more.
从神看来，人像什么？
So what is human beings? What are human beings in the eyes of God?
有时候人跟人相比有伟人。
When humans are compared to other humans, there may be a greater people.
让我们羡慕，让我们崇拜。
And these greater people are deserving of our admiration or respect.
但是从伟大的神看来。
But from the greatest God.
这里说他知道我们的本体。
He says here in 14 that he knows our frame.
思念我们不过是尘土。
And he remembers that we are dust.
我们人只不过是尘土。
Human beings, we are only dust.
是价值非常有限的。
It is our value is very, very limited.
以赛亚书说。
The book of Isaiah says.
说我们都像空中的这个尘埃一样。
It says
dust.
We are like the dust in the air.
我们有没有看到我们空中的灰尘？
Are we able to see dust particles in the air?
没有看到。
We're not able to.
为什么？因为太小。
We're not able to because it is too small.
所以人算什么？
And so what is man?
在伟大神的创造当中， 人只是一个尘土。
That in the greatest creation by God, man is only made of dust.
人是有限的。
And man is limited.
体力有限。
We are limited in our endurance.
智力有限。
We are limited in our knowledge.
一切都是有限的。
In everything, human beings are limited.
十五节。
15.
他的年日如草一样。
Verse 15 it says his days are like grass.
就是说，它会长得很旺盛。
Which means that although the grass may grow, may flourish.
但是一段时间就凋谢了。
But after a while it will fade.
我们人又像花。
In human beings we are like flowers.
开得最漂亮的时候就是人的巅峰。
When we open up, when it flourishes to its peak. That is the best time of our lives.
但是这也是人开始退化、凋谢的开始。
But it's also the beginning of our disintegration.
我们可以用很多方法来减慢人的退化。
And there's many things that we can do to prevent, to slow down this deterioration.
但是花的凋谢是没有办法避免的。
But we cannot avoid the fading of the flower.
也就是人的好没有办法永远的存在。
Which means the goodness or the benefits of man cannot exist forever.
所以我们头脑里面有很多曾经拥有的，但现在已经没有了。
So while we may have a sort of great knowledge in our minds before, now it may be no more.
所以年纪大的人一直回头想过去很多美好的记忆。
And so the elderly often reminisce on all the good times in the past.
但是到那都像凋谢的花草，又能够抓到什么？
But all of those things are like withered grass. What can you actually hold on to?
这是在头脑的记忆。
These are mere memories in your mind.
十六节。
In verse 16,
天风一吹便归无有，它的原处也不再认识它。
It says, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, its place remembers it no more.
人的存在是很短暂的。
Human beings' existence is limited.
过去就被忘记。
Once it is passed, it is forgotten.
这是事实。
This is truth.
在历史当中，过去就被忘记。
If we can look in history that once a certain time period passes or a person passes away, they are forgotten.
虽然很多人用自己的名来称自己的地。
Even though many people claim lands according to their own names.
想要出名。
They want to be famous.
但是到最后还是被忘记。
But in the end, they are still forgotten.
这是人生的真相。
This is the true reality of life.
所以人有限。
So human beings are limited.
因此人需要无限的神。
And therefore, as a limited human being, we need the limitless God.
人才能够跳出这个有限。
So that we can transcend from this limitation.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
人有罪。
Human beings are with sin.
所以人需要神。
And therefore, we need God.
这个罪的定义是什么？
What is the definition of sin?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
第一个。
The first.
违背良心就是罪。
That sin is when we go against our conscience.
第二个。
Secondly,
违背圣经的教训就是罪。
When we go against the teachings of the Bible, that is also sin.
为什么人需要神？
Why do we need God?
只有神能够解决人的罪。
Because only God can solve the problems of our sin.
而且人带有肉体，在这个里面有一个罪性。
And because human beings bring about flesh, they have the innate sin in the flesh.
Sinful nature.
Or they have a sinful nature.
这个罪性你拔不掉。
And this sinful nature cannot just be pulled out.
所以生活中有很多痛苦是从罪来的。
And so there's many sufferings in life due to sin.
罪用各种不同的方式表现。
And sin can be manifested in many different ways.
用仇恨。
Through hatred.
然后用对立
through contention
用征战
through battles and wars
用醉酒
through wine
用赌博
through gambling
很多不同的方式
there's many different ways that sin can manifest itself
使我们人活在痛苦里面
so that we as human beings will be binded and dwell in suffering
但是这个罪是从内心的罪性一直跑出来
but the sin often stems from our sinful nature
虽然物质越来越好
Even though we're being blessed materially,
但是外在的物质不能够除掉人的罪性。
But the outside material things cannot get rid of our inner sinful nature.
那罪带来什么结果？
So what kind of result does sin bring us?
除了刚刚讲的带来人生活很多的痛苦。
Besides bringing us suffering, like we mentioned before.
而且罪 最重要就是使我们跟神的关系切断。
Most importantly, sin severs our relationship with God.
我们知道有神，拜不到神。
Now, even though we know there is God, but yet we're unable to worship Him.
因为神没有罪。
Because God is sinless.
有罪的人没有办法靠近他。
And the sinful man cannot draw near to a sinless God.
所以人算什么？
And so what is man?
如果觉得自己很了不起，
if we think that we are great,
是因为我们对人自己不了解。
It is only because we do not have a good understanding of humankind.
人是有限又有罪。
That we as humans are limited and sinful.
那为什么神可以帮助我们？
So why is it that God is able to help us?
我们现在回来看诗篇103篇。
Let's return back to the book of Psalm 103. Psalm
103,
verse 19.
这里说，神在天上立定宝座，他的权柄统管万有。
It reads here, the Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all.
宇宙天中有一个神。
In this universe, there is a God.
他有一个宝座在天上。
And he has a throne in heaven.
圣经说，他坐在至高之处。
The Bible says that he sits on the highest place.
然后他在那里做什么？
And what is he doing there?
十九节。
Verse 19.
他用他的权柄统管万有。
He uses his authority, his kingdom rules over all.
有时候我们常常看到，比方说最近纽约换了一个市长。
And if we look in the current news, for instance, New York City recently got a new mayor.
那他要交接的时候，人就把他分析他过去十二年做什么。
And as the old mayor was, as they were transitioning to the new mayor, people would analyze what the old mayor had done the past 12 years.
他带给纽约市很大的进步。
And he brought a great improvement and progression to the city of New York.
过去很高的犯罪率现在变成几十年来最低的。
And the highest crime rate in the nation now became one of the lowest.
所以如果一个市长能够找到对的人，我们看这个城市就是一种福气。
And so if you're able to find a good person to act as a city mayor, that in itself is a blessing.
但是在统管整个宇宙的是谁？是天上的神。
But the one who controls or manages and watches over the entire universe is our God in heaven.
所以这里说他有权柄统管万有。
And here it says that his kingdom rules over all.
他管理一切。
He rules over everything.
圣经说他用他的权柄托住万有。
The Bible says that he uses his authority and his kingdom to rule over all.
用他的权柄 power 托住sustain.
Power to sustain everything.
所以我们能够生活，这个都是因为神的权柄。
And so we live only due to his power.
整个四季如春这样一四季这样的变化，这个都是神的权柄。
Seasons change due to God's power.
人的生死祸福都在神的权柄之下。
Our tragedies and happiness are all in God's power.
那二十节。
In verse 20.
天从他命令，成全他旨意，有大能的天使都要称颂神。
Bless the Lord, you His angels who excel in strength, who do His word, heeding the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, all you His hosts.
圣经说有成千上万的天使，就是神的仆人。
The Bible records that there are legions of angels which are God's servants.
那这里说他是有大能的天使。
And here it says that these angels excel in strength.
这个能力是人所没有办法比较。
This strength cannot is far greater than what human beings' strength are.
那神就差遣他的天使来做他的事情。
So God has sent his angels to do his work.
所以为什么人需要神？
So why do we as human beings need God?
因为神有无穷的权柄。
Because God has limitless power.
他能够做我们人所做不到的。
And he can do things that human beings cannot.
这是诗篇103篇告诉我们的。
This is what Psalm 103 tells us.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
我们看诗篇103篇的第八节。
Let's read Psalm 103 verse 8.
神有怜悯，有恩典，他不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy.
如果神很有权柄，
if God is full of power,
但是他没有怜悯，
but he has no mercy.
就好像世界上很有权位的人，
it's just like a person in the world with great power and authority.
但是也有很多需要帮助的人。
But there are also many in the world that need help.
这个有权位的人，权跟需要帮助人没有关系。
But the person who has authority and the person, the people who need help have nothing to do with each other.
但是神的能力, 神的权柄,
but God's power, His authority has a direct relationship with us.
因为这里说神有怜悯,
because here in verse 8 it says the Lord is merciful and He is gracious.
神本身就是爱,
God Himself is love.
祂愿意来亲近世界上的人,
and He is willing to draw near to the people of this world and willing to help them. And He is also able to help them. So if in 2014 we decide to draw near to this God, then what kind of change would it bring about to my life? Let's first talk about the conclusion.
如果我今天来寻找神,
if today I come to seek God,
到2014年结束,
at the end of 2014,
我发现我的生活没有什么变化,
I've discovered that there's not much changes or improvements in my life, then the God is not worthy for us to look for.
但是神既然很有权柄又很爱我们, 如果我们真的用心去找他,
but since God is full of power and mercy, and if we diligently seek Him,
我们在2014年的年底,
then at the end of 2014, we will have many experiences. Meaning that you'll experience many changes in your life.
那这个改变不是变更坏,
and these changes does not change you into a worse person, but it actually makes you a better person. And these changes often are something that human beings cannot do alone. And then it cannot be purchased by money. And so that is why this kind of change is very precious. So what kind of change can God bring us? Let's read verse 2.
我的心啊, 你要称颂神, 不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
简单一句就是神要用他的恩典来改变我们。
Simply speaking is that God will use His grace to change us.
什么是恩典?
What is grace?
恩典就是你不需要付代价, 祂白白给我们。
Grace is something that you don't have to pay a price for, but it is freely given to you.
神要用祂的恩典来改变我们。
So God wants to use His grace to transform us.
那从第三节开始,
and so from verse 3,
就只在讲神的恩典是什么?
It talks about what the grace of God is.
第三节,
verse 3,
祂赦免一切的罪孽,
who forgives all your iniquities,
然后医治你一切的疾病,
who heals all your diseases.
神第一个要解决就是我们的罪。
The first thing that God wants to solve for us is our sin.
因为罪使我们跟神阻隔,
because sin is what is obstructing us from God.
如果罪没有办法解决,
if the sin cannot be resolved,
虽然我们知道神有很丰盛的恩典, 我们也达不到,
although we know that God is gracious, but yet we're unable to receive any of it.
因为我们的罪把我们跟他切断了,
because our sin has severed this connection or this relationship with God.
那神要赦免我们的罪,
and so God wants to forgive us of our sins.
什么叫赦免我们的罪?
What does it mean to forgive us of our sins?
就是把它完全取消, 像债务一样, 全部都把它归零。
It is like repaying a debt completely.
我们来看, 再回来看诗篇103篇。
Let's turn back to us, read Psalm 103.
第十节,
verse 10.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们, 也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们, 11节,
11.
天离地何等的高, 他的慈爱像敬畏他的人, 也是何等的大, 12节,
12.
东离西有多远, 他叫我们的过犯, 离开我们有多远。
He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far He removed our transgressions from us.
有时候我们常常发现哦, 那神这么伟大, 我怎么, 他怎么可以会赦免我的罪?
We often find that since God is so great, why would He want to forgive us of our sins?
那如果我们从圣经的话就发现哦, 神跟人不一样。
But from the Bible, we can find that God is different from people.
这个人啊, 如果你得罪一个人哦, 有时候你一生的关系都不会好。
With human beings, if you were to commit an offense against another, oftentimes they will never forgive you for the rest of your life.
那是刻在心里,
it is inscribed in their hearts and never to be removed. This is human nature.
但是神不是这样,
but God is not so.
圣经说,
the Bible says,
他没有按我们的罪过待我们,
It says that he has not dealt with us according to our sins,
没有照我们的罪孽来报应我们,
nor punished us according to our iniquities.
如果神把我们犯的罪一条一条都拿出来审判,
if God took all the sins that we've committed line by line to judge us with,
我们今天还活在这里吗?
Then will we still be living today?
我们早就不在这里了,
we would be gone long time ago.
虽然我们犯了很多罪,
although we committed many sins,
我们还活得很好,
but yet we're still living a good life.
这个就是神对我们的怜悯,
this is the grace, this is the kind of forgiveness and mercy that God has shown us.
给我们更多的机会, 让我们能够来到他面前, 让他来赦免我们的罪,
that he has given us more opportunities and chances to come before him for, so that we can ask for his forgiveness of our sins.
那十一节说, 天离地何等的高,
11 is,
他的慈爱像敬畏他的人何等的大。
Verse 11 it says, as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him.
天离地有多高?
How high is the heavens from the earth?
无穷尽。
That is limitless.
神对我们的爱也是无穷尽的。
Just as the mercy of God, mercy and love of God to us is limitless.
那我们怎么知道呢?
How do we know this?
十二节。
Verse 12.
东离西有多远, 他叫我们的过犯离开我们有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us.
东离西有多远?
How far is the east from the west?
无穷尽。
It is immeasurable.
所以我们只要来靠近神。
And so as long as we draw near to God,
神就赦免我们的罪。
God will forgive us of our sins and transgressions. And he will not remember those sins. This is the first kind of grace that he gives us. And it is the most important one.
那这个第一个恩典得过以后,
and so after we receive this first kind of grace, others will come flowing in. If we read this latter half of verse 3,
说他医治你一切的疾病,
it says, he who heals all your diseases.
我们现在有病看医生,
it's natural for us to see a doctor when we're sick.
因为神给人智慧,
because God gives human beings wisdom so that medical science is flourishing.
但是有时候我们遇到一些病哦, 医生看, 找不出原因, 或者找到原因, 没有办法医。
But there are some diseases that the cause of it cannot be known or a cure cannot be found.
当没有办法医的时候, 就是无路可走。
And so when it cannot be cured, oftentimes the diseased have nowhere to go.
那无路走走,可走, 人生就绝路了。
And so they reach the end point of their life.
但是这个时候是神的开始。
But the beginning, the end of man is oftentimes the beginning of God.
如果我们愿意来找神,
if we're willing to come and find him.
这里说神能够医治你一切的疾病。
Here it says that it is he who heals all your diseases.
一切,不是部分,什么他都可以医。
All of it, not just part of your diseases.
所以从圣经啊, 从旧约到新约,
so in the Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament,
很多的神迹奇事,
there are many miracles and signs and wonders.
从新约到现在,
from New Testament until today,
很多的神迹奇事,
there are numerous miracles and wonders.
为什么?
Why?
因为神没有改变,
because God has never changed.
当神的能力降临,
when his power comes down,
人的病就得到医治,
then our diseases will be removed.
所以我们在教会里面常常有很多很有能力的神迹奇事的见证。
There's many testimonies in the church concerning the great miracles and wonders.
有一次我到东部去,
There was one time when I was in the East Coast.
看到一个弟兄,
I saw a brother.
他本来在, 大学, 大概在读博士班,
and I think he was studying for his PhD in the university.
他也不信有神啊,
and he didn't believe in the God.
后来他得了一个病很严重,
and so later on, he contracted this severe disease.
大概是肝的病,
I think it was something to do with the liver.
没有办法医,
and it was incurable.
已经差不多医生说这个大概等待死亡。
And the doctor was telling his family that they would probably be awaiting for his death.
那就在那个时候, 人传福音给他,
and so it was during that time that the gospel was preached to him.
那么他们就开始, 来慕道,
and he began to seek the truth.
这个很奇妙,
and it was quite wonderful.
最后的结论是他病好了。
And the conclusion was that his disease was healed.
他变成一个虔诚的基督徒。
And he became a fervent Christian.
但是他是一个受过教育的。
But he was also a very educated person.
所以科学跟信仰是没有冲突的。
So science and faith, there is no conflict between the two.
当我们走到绝路的时候,
so when we walk to the dead end,
你祷告活过来, 人快死了,祷告活过来,
and when human beings are about to on the verge of death and they pray and they're able to be revived,
你怎么样告诉他都没有神, 他也不会信了。
And if you, no matter if you tell him there's no God, he would not believe it.
我今天活着就是有神。
Because I live today because of there is a God.
所以是没有神，这是没有办法。 有神这是没有办法否定的。
And so it is undeniable that there is a God.
好，我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies.
这里说神救我们脱离死亡。
It says here that God redeems us from death.
然后以仁爱跟慈悲为你的冠冕。
From destruction and crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies.
就是我们一生要来享受神给我们的慈爱。
And so that we have our entire lives enjoy the mercies that God has given us.
那我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
他用美物使你所愿得以知足。
Verse 5 says, who satisfy your mouth with good things.
什么是美物?
What are these good things?
圣经里面讲的美物常常是钱买不到。
The Bible, the good things that's recorded in the Bible are often things that cannot be bought with money.
第一个是平安。
The first is peace.
平安是什么?
What is peace?
主耶稣说,
The Lord Jesus
said
that He will give peace.
我给你的平安跟世界上不一样。
And that the peace He gives us is different from this world.
世界上的平安是什么事情都没有发生。
And the peace of this world is that is the peace that nothing ever happened, nothing bad happens.
这样的平安是很难得了。
And this this kind of peace is hard to receive.
那主耶稣的平安是什么？
But what is the peace of the Lord Jesus?
是在人最大的困难的时候，内心的一种平静安稳。
It is the kind of peace, inner peace that you have amidst external chaos and trouble.
不会忧愁，不会害怕。
That in times of distress, in times of tribulation, you are not panicked and you do not fear.
那这个平安从哪里？
And where does this kind of peace come from?
这个平安从神的同在来。
And this peace comes from the abidance of God.
这是很宝贵的。
And this is a very valuable and precious.
这个是美物, 神要用这个来满足我们。
So these are the good things that God will satisfy us with.
第二个,
secondly,
神要赐给我们喜乐。
God will bestow upon us joy.
喜乐从哪里来?
Where does joy come from?
喜乐从满足来的。
Joy comes from satisfaction.
人要怎么才可以得到满足？
And how can a person be satisfied?
当神住在我们里面，
When the Lord dwells inside of us,
我们心就得到满足了。
Then our hearts, our mind, our being will be satisfied.
我们 上个礼拜啊， 有差不多六七四个大专青年在 Cerritos 要开 灵恩会。
Last week we held a college youth spiritual convocation in Cerritos Church, and there are about 60 or so attendants.
今年呢， 比去年多很多。
And there are considerably more participants this year.
那这个青年呢, 放假应该是到处去玩啊, 对啊。
And for these college youth, it would be very typical of them to just take their vacation and go and play.
但他选择到教会里面来。
But yet these college youth decided to go to church during their break time.
来教会做什么?
And what did they do at church?
来亲近神。
To draw near to God.
怎么亲近神?
And how did they try to draw near to God?
读圣经的话。
To read the words, the word of God in the
祷告。
Bible. To pray,
分享神的恩典,
to share and reflect upon the grace of God,
团契见证,
and to have fellowship and to have and testify.
就这样来亲近神。
And this is how they draw near to God.
那这个本身就是满足的一种来源。
And this itself is a source of satisfaction.
所以到灵恩会完了, 大家都觉得很喜乐。
So at the end of this spiritual convocation, everyone felt very joyful.
那这种喜乐不是你在世界上找得到。
This kind of joy you cannot see in this world.
所以神用 美物让我们可以知足。
And so God satisfies us with these kind of good things.
还有一个美物。
And there's another kind of good thing.
就是圣灵。
Which is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是什么?
What is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是神的灵。
It is the Spirit of God.
神是灵。
God is Spirit.
所以圣灵就是神的本身。
And so the Holy Spirit is God Himself.
那神应许把他的灵浇灌在我们身上。
God has promised to impart His Spirit onto us.
至高的神。
The highest and mightiest God.
他坐在天上的宝座。
That sits on the highest throne in heaven.
他应许他要住在我们里面。
And His promise to us is that He will dwell inside of us.
这是一个极大的福气。
This is the greatest blessing.
最高的神要住在卑微人的身上。
That the highest of highest God will dwell in the lowest human being.
这个是美物。
This is a good thing.
让你所愿的得以知足。
And we can be satisfied with our mouth with these good things.
我们现在看约翰福音第七章。
And so now let's turn to John chapter 7.
约翰福音的第七章。
John chapter 7.
37节。
John 7 verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了可以到我这里来喝。38节，信我的就如经上所说，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。39节，耶稣这个话是指信他的人要受圣灵说的。这个地方啊，耶稣大声的宣告。
In this passage, Jesus loudly proclaimed,
人若渴了可以到我这里来喝。
If anyone thirsts, let him come to me to drink.
这个渴是什么？
What is this thirst?
心灵空虚。
It's the emptiness of the soul.
那可以到主耶稣这里来。
And so if one is able to come to the Lord Jesus,
那主耶稣要怎么让我们的心得到满足？
So how would Jesus satisfy our soul?
38节。
Verse 38.
信我的人从他的腹中要流出活水的江河。
It's written that he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
从他的腹中，就是从里面有一股内在的满足，像河泉源这样一直涌出来。
So out of his heart, will flow these rivers of living water.
世界的快乐都是从外面进来的。
All of the happiness that we receive in this world come from come externally.
这个是有条件的。
And they come with conditions.
但是神里面的满足是从里面出来的。
But this inner satisfaction that's given from God comes from within.
在任何一个环境里面。
No matter what kind of circumstance or situation we find ourselves in,
充满在我们里面。
As long as God is filled in us,
那一种喜乐就一直涌出来。
That kind of a joy will continue to flow out.
这个是美物。
And this is the good thing.
是神极大的恩典。
And it is one of the greatest blessings of God.
我们等一下祷告就要来体验圣灵的浇灌。
And so when we pray later on, we will experience the downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
让我们的心可以得到满足。
So that our hearts can also be satisfied.
我们再回来看诗篇103篇的第五节。
Let's turn back to Psalm 103 verse 5.
下半句。
Latter half.
以致你如鹰返老还童。
So that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
这里说好像鹰返老还童。
Here it says the youth is renewed like the eagles.
我们人的肉体一直在老化。
Our fleshly bodies continue to deteriorate.
但是人的心可以不断在更新。
But our hearts can continually be renewed.
充满着希望。
And we can be full of hope.
充满着能力。
Can be full of power.
那这种更新的力量从哪来的？
And where does this power of renewal come from?
就是从神的内住来的。
It comes from God's divine nature.
所以用钱可以买到很多的化妆品、美妙的衣服。
And so although money can buy us many cosmetics and beautiful clothing.
但是这个内心的更新只有一条路可以走。
But in order to renew our hearts, there's only one direction we can go.
就是请神进来。
And that is to invite God into our hearts.
因为神是完美的。
Because God is whole and perfect.
他是慈爱的。
He is a tender, merciful and loving, and righteous.
他是有能力的。
And he is powerful.
这因为神内住到我们里面，我们里面就被改变了。
And when we invite this God to dwell inside of us, we will be renewed and transformed.
那内心被改变以后，
And when our hearts are renewed,
我们就发现以前很悲观，现在都过去了。
We will find that we may used to be pessimistic, but now it's all gone.
我们里面有很多的负面的想法，那个都过去了。
All of our negative feelings and thoughts are all gone.
以前的黑暗都过去了。
The darkness that we experienced in the past are all wiped away.
为什么？因为神进到里面。
Why? Because God has filled that part of us.
所以这个人就看起来好像越来越年轻。
And so that person will look even younger and younger.
所以人需要神。
So human beings, we need God.
神也希望人能够来追求他。
It is also God's desire that we draw near to him.
那诗篇103篇告诉我们要怎么来追求这一位神。
And Psalm 103 instructs us on how we can pursue this God.
我们现在回来看诗篇103篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 103.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我的心啊，你要称颂神，凡在我里面也要称颂他的圣名。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
这里说要称颂神。
Here it says that we need to bless the Lord.
赞美或者是赞美神。
Or praise His name.
这有两个翻译本。
Different interpretations, translations of this.
我们再看二十二节。
And let's also read verse 22.
你们一切被造的，在他里治理的各处都要称颂神。我的心啊，你要称颂神。
Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion.Bless the Lord, O my soul.
所以我们要拜神很简单，就是从心里面 来赞美他，这样就可以。
So, it is easy, it's simple for us to worship God, and it's simply to praise Him from the bottom of our hearts.
那圣经有一句话叫做哈利路亚。
And in the Bible, there is a Hebrew word called Hallelujah.
人看到神一句话就够了，哈利路亚。
When men see God, only one word is enough, and that is Hallelujah.
就是赞美他。
Which means to praise the Lord.
这样我们跟神的关系越来越亲近。
So that our relationship with Him can become closer and closer.
因为他真的很伟大。
Because he is indeed the greatest.
好，我们再回来看诗篇一百零三篇第二节。
Let's return back to Psalm 103, verse 2.
我的心啊，你要称颂神，不可忘记他的恩惠。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
不要忘记神的恩典。
Do not forget God's grace.
那怎么不要忘记神的恩典呢？
And how shall we not forget it?
就是要感谢神。
Which means, in other words, we need to thank him.
就出声感谢神。
That we need to thank him from our hearts.
你可以用讲出来的神啊，我感谢你这个，感谢你那个。
And we can thank him from our hearts. We can also thank him through our mouths.
这个就是我们亲近神的一个方法。
And this is the way we can draw near to God.
赞美神，感谢神。
To praise God and to give thanks.
实在不是很困难啊。
It's really not difficult at all.
不需要什么外在的东西。
We don't need anything external to add on to it.
带一个很诚恳的心，跪在他的面前。赞美他，感谢他。
You have an earnest and sincere heart to come before him, to praise him and to thank him.
那这样啊，神的恩典怜悯就会临到我们。
And in this way, God's mercy, and his grace will come upon us.
第三个。
The third.
我们要敬畏神。
We need to fear God.
我们看十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
但神的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，从亘古到永远，他的公义归于子子孙孙。
But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children.
圣经说，敬畏神是智慧的开始。
The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
那什么叫做敬畏神？
What does it mean to fear the Lord?
圣经又告诉我们。
The Bible also tells us
敬畏神就是遵守神的话。
That fearing the Lord is to obey His commandments.
好像这个小孩子哦，很敬畏他的父母，父母讲的话变成他的命令。
Just as a child that fears his parents will obey his parents' words.
但是我们敬畏神。
But we fear the Lord.
所以神的话对我们就是一种命令。
And so His words become His commandments to us.
我每天就是想要来照神的话来生活。
And every day we wish to live our life according to His ways.
那这个就是敬畏神。
And this is what it means to fear the Lord.
那这个就是智慧的开始。
And this is the beginning of wisdom.
难道这么简单吗？
Is it really this simple?
不错，就是这么简单。
Indeed it is.
因为人生最有智慧的一本书是圣经。
Because the book of the book the most wise book or the book full of wisdom in this book world is the Bible. And the book, Bible is often considered the word of God.
怎么建立婚姻?
How do you establish a marriage?
秘诀在这里。
The secret is in this book.
怎么教小孩子?
How do you raise up your child?
秘诀在这里。
The secret is in this book.
怎么过平安喜乐的生活?
And how do you live a life full of peace and joy?
记载在这里里面。
And the method is recorded in this Bible.
怎么让我们的人生过得很有意义，很有价值?
And how do we live a life, lead a life that is meaningful and full of value?
就在里面。
And all the answers are all in here.
所以即使我们在地上不是很聪明。
So even though we may not be intelligent or a smart person in this world.
圣经翻开读的照这样做，这个就是智慧的开始。
But when we open the Bible, read it, and do according to what it says, that is the beginning of wisdom.
我们就要享受很多很多美好的结果。
And we shall enjoy many, many good fruits that come about.
所以我们要怎么跟这位神来建立关系?
And so how do we establish a relationship with this God?
第一个,
First,
感谢他。
We give thanks to him.
第二个,
Secondly,
赞美他。
We praise him.
第三个,
Third,
敬畏他。
Fear him.
这样我们在2014年底，你就会觉得我今年比去年更好。
Then in this way, at the end of 2012, we will come to realize that that it was much better than the year before.
我们唱诗。
Now let us sing hymn.
130首 A.
Let's sing hymn 130 A.